Leah Reed is the Minority Engagement Ambassador for Dementia Friendly Massachusetts, an initiative of the state's Council on Aging that works to make communities more aware of dementia inclusivity. She's moderating a free webinar today to discuss bridging the gap between African Americans and the care that could alleviate the strains of dementia in Berkshire County. The webinar, which includes speakers from the faith and clinical communities, begins at 2 p.m. Reed spoke with WAMC about Dementia Friendly Massachusetts and how it's working to overcome systemic barriers to care.
The mission of Dementia Friendly Massachusetts is that we are an initiative of the Massachusetts Council on Aging, and we are a grassroots movement. We're supported by Tufts Health Plan Foundation, and it's comprised of a group of organizations and individuals, and what we're trying to do is make our communities more dementia friendly and aware.
What are some things about dementia that most people maybe don't understand?
I think it's important to realize and understand what dementia is. A lot of times people get confused by the diagnosis and definition, and I think that's helpful in understanding what all of that means and then trying to figure out how we can best support our individuals and families throughout this.
So today you're hosting a webinar on dementia, African Americans, and faith-based communities. Talk to me about that.
The webinar through Dementia Friendly Massachusetts is about engaging the African-American community and their efforts in connecting them through their communities of faith. So what we have realized is that individuals in the African-American community have a tendency to not trust the medical or clinical community. And what we've also noticed is that we are a population that has the fourth leading cause of death for Alzheimer's among African Americans.
So what conversations are you trying to start with the webinar?
I think some of the things that will really come out will be the barriers to accessing care for folks in the African American community. And again, that stems from our mistrust in the system and just some of the misinformation when dealing with the African-American community. And so I think that that's huge for people to understand that, you know, there is a barrier. It's a systemic barrier, and that we need to try to bridge that gap in order to provide quality care and services for the community.
What kind of role do you think faith-based communities can play in this conversation?
I think what's really important with the faith-based community is the fact that that creates a sense of safety and security for our community. And what we have found is that in our community, African Americans will use their pastor, their reverend, as a support for them. A lot of times it's daunting for us to go and seek medical or clinical support. So what we will do is speak to our pastor, speak to our reverend, and that's our support. And that's been extremely helpful. So what my hope is and what we're trying to do at Dementia Friendly Massachusetts is to really use our pulpit to engage our community and help them feel that they have a safe space, that they can look to people for some support throughout this struggle, because it is a struggle, and dementia is a progressive disease.
So what other events does Dementia Free Massachusetts have going on in the Berkshires?
So we have a lot of different things that are going on here in the Berkshires, but one of the big things that we have that's been astronomical and very helpful in our area is the Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership. Our co-chairs are Bobby Orsi, the Director of Community Relations from Home Instead Senior Care, and Christine Thompson from the Clinical Services Director of Elder Services. And the partnerships, the way that they operate, and this is just a wonderful thing that we have, is that it gives you a local person to help you navigate the system and educate yourself on dementia and other forms of dementia that are out there. And so if you are interested, please contact Bobby Orsi or Christine Thompson. And we meet on the fourth Thursdays, and we'd love to have you.